time now for Bible Talk. Join Gary Gibbs and John Bradshaw as they open the Bible to deepen our understanding of God's Word.
Hi there, friend, and welcome to Bible Talk, where we talk about the Bible and how the Bible affects us today. I'm John Bradshaw.
And I'm Gary Gibbs. And John, today we're going to be talking about how do we arrive at truth? How can we find truth?
That's a good question. How to find God's expressly revealed will on a certain subject. And just think how important it is. I don't know if you've ever had this experience, and I'm sure I've never had this experience. What about the guy who was trying to get from A to B, doesn't consult the map, and ends up in X, Y, or Z, or even Z, you know, in another place altogether, because he didn't look at the map? Following the map will help you to get from wherever you are to wherever you're going. The Bible is the map. It's going to help us get out of this world and into the world to come in one piece, safe in the arms of Jesus.
And the Bible tells us how to do that. 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul wrote to a young man who was looking for direction in life, and he said, "Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So he said, "I want you to study. I want you to study the word of God to learn what truth is, rightly dividing it, so you know how to live for God."
Let me ask you a question, Gary. You're an experienced minister of the gospel. As a percentage, and I'm only asking you to hazard a guess here, what percentage of Christians in your experience do you think actually take time to study their Bibles?
Oh, John, that would be a hazard. In fact, it would be a hazardous guess. I think it really varies according to your faith tradition.
But it's a pretty small percentage, isn't it?
It's small. If you took everyone that claims to be a Christian, Catholic, Protestant, Evangelical, all together, it would be a small percentage. But I think there are some churches, the members do study more than others.
Yeah, no question. But by and large, even Christians in churches that make a lot of noise about the Bible and about how important it is, a lot of people just not studying the Bible. They may casually peruse parts of it from time to time, but most people aren't getting their Bible out and digging into it like a gold miner is going to look for gold.
They don't. And I even look at my own church, and I joined this church because I believe it really teaches the Bible. And it does a lot of Bible study. If you were to compare this church to many others, I'd say, hands down, they probably study the Bible more than others. But even in my church, a small percentage really study things out. Because I think we're used to just sitting back and being lazy Christians. We're happy to listen to somebody else explain the Word of God. And by the way, John, there are two ways to study the Bible. You can read the Bible devotionally.
Sure.
And I do a lot of that. I read the Bible. I'm reading right now through the book of John. And I'm just reading it to see what God says to me. That's really different, though, than studying the Bible to find what God has to say on a particular topic. For instance, if I lose a loved one to death, and I want to go to the Bible and say, "Where are they?" And I'm going to look up what happens when you die. That's Bible study for doctrine.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. The Bible, even in the book of Isaiah, gives us a principle how to study, you know, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Go scouring the Bible and searching through the Bible to find out what it says on a subject and bring all the evidence together. That's what you do in a court case, you know. You get all the evidence and then arrive at a verdict. That's how we would study the Bible. Paul wrote to Timothy and said, if you don't study, then you're not going to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Clearly, there's a way to wrongly divide the word of truth. He said, you need not be ashamed. Ultimately, people who don't rightly divide the word of truth will be, well, what? Ashamed, right? Lost, not saved, not safe in Jesus. I don't want anyone to feel intimidated and say to themselves, well, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, or I don't have enough time, or maybe my understanding is deficient, or something like that. You don't have to be a scholar to understand what God is saying. You just take that Bible and examine it carefully to hear the voice of God speaking to your heart.
And friend, we're going to give you an offer today, a free offer for a complete Bible study course that will help you do that very thing. At the end of the program today, we'll give you a telephone number, an email address that you can write or call to get this Bible study course that's going to take you into the Bible, studying all the major important doctrines of Scripture. John, how do we come up with an understanding of doctrine? If we're taking the Bible here, and say I'm a novice, I'm just coming to the Bible, where would I start to find out what does the Bible have to say to me and about how I live my life?
I don't want to be trite, but the first place you'd start is on your knees. Jesus spoke one day and he said, except you be as little children. You know, my children are still little, you know. And even though I'm finding it less easy to pull the wool over my son's eyes anymore, and I'm just talking about when
he's pretty smart. He's hard to pull the wool over.
I'm just talking about when we play around, you know. A little child, you could tell that little child almost anything. If you have a straight face, they're going to believe you because daddy said or some authority figure said. Jesus said, be as little children. And I think that's part of it. My sheep hear my voice and follow me. There's got to be a humility and an openness to say, I want to hear what God has to say. I want to know God's truth. And a humility that says, I'm willing to accept that God knows more about this than me. Mm-hmm. You see, so that's where you'd start. But you come as a novice to the Bible. And I tell you what, I've met a lot of people who've made the mistake. They said, well, I wanted to read the Bible, so I opened up to the book of Revelation. Man couldn't understand it. Put it down and never bothered going back. Revelation is a great book and a tremendously important book. But you don't go starting in the book of Revelation.
I started in the book of Revelation.
How did it go?
Well, I did exactly what you said. I started reading it, and I thought, well, it's symbolic, and I started making up meaning.
That's funny.
As I went, and then I started seeing, I had enough to me that I could see that the symbols that I was ascribing meaning to became inconsistent as I read along. It didn't make sense. So what I did is I put the Bible to the side, and I said, God, if you want me to know this, you're going to have to send someone to teach me. And I put it aside. And shortly after that, God did send someone to teach me, and I began learning, kind of like Philip, you know?
Yeah.
Philip met the Ethiopian eunuch there in the book of Acts. And the Ethiopian eunuch was reading there in Isaiah. He didn't understand what it meant. God sent him a teacher, and that helped him. So sometimes that's a place to start, is like the Bible study course we're offering today.
Oh, sure.
Or a seminar. You go around the country holding seminars.
You know, that's interesting. That's kind of what I did. I read the book of Revelation, tried to figure it out, couldn't. So I just put it down and said, well, one day maybe. And thank the Lord God brought me back around. That's right, Bible study seminars. But as you study a course and go to seminars, as important as they are, the Bible itself has got to be your final authority. You would come to my seminars and you'd hear me saying some things, and I hope you'd go away thinking, you know, that's got the ring of truth to it. But your final authority is going to be, here's what the Holy Bible says.
And that's what we do in our seminars. It's what we do in our Bible studies. We always point people back to the Bible. Because that's where they have to get it. Now, so we don't start in Revelation. What's a good book to start in?
Well, you might say one book is as good as another, but if it was me, I'd be starting in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. I'd go to the Gospels. In fact, what I'd probably do if I was a brand new novice, I'd read through all of those, probably multiple times, so I scoped out the lie of the land. At the same time, it's worthwhile going back to Genesis and reading and figuring out how this whole thing began. And you start to formulate a big picture in your mind. You read not merely to gather information. We've been talking a lot lately about the importance of truth, but let's underscore something and say that the most important thing is coming to know Christ, because Jesus is the truth. Outside of an intimate relationship with Jesus, doctrine's not going to help you at all. There'll be a lot of very educated people lost, finally. So you're studying to really connect with the heart of God, to be one with Jesus Christ. Then your heart is open to Christ, and he'll start impressing upon you the truths of his word about salvation, how you have a successful walk with Christ and a saving relationship with him. About how you ought to live, you'll read that the Ten Commandments are valid and people ought to follow those things. And, you know, it's not that hard to figure out what the Ten Commandments are. They just read.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this for people who are considering digging deeper. Don't be intimidated by the Bible, and don't be put off by what you don't know. You know, I can't think of one of us who's going to get to the end of our lives and say, you know, I think I've aced it and I know it all. But if you just follow what you do know, love your neighbor as yourself. Love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Keep my commandments. Forgive others. If you just start following those things, that's plenty to go on for now. And then you'll read some more, let's say, doctrinal things. What happens when a person dies? What's the truth about hell? What is the business about the judgment? You start to add to what you're reading and gather the information and pull it together. Man, just like you're studying anything else, science or algebra or whatever. It's just that this is a whole lot more fun and ultimately more beneficial.
You mentioned a moment ago, John, the word doctrine. Doctrine often is used as though it's a four-letter word. It's a bad word, you know, that we have these doctrines. The word doctrine simply means teaching.
You know, I had
everything
somebody...
Everything you read in the Bible is a teaching. It's a doctrine.
Someone came to one of my seminars just recently. came to me and said, you know, I was really enjoying this until you started getting in, until you started getting into teaching doctrine.
Well, you were doctrining, doing doctrine from day one because you were teaching what the Bible teaches.
It's all doctrine. That there is God is doctrine.
That's
God
right.
is love. It's doctrine. Don't be saying, you know what he meant. That was code for where you disagree with me, that's your doctrine, you see. That doctrine is just the teaching of the Bible. Isn't that right?
It is. And the Bible says in Proverbs 4, 2, I give you good doctrine. Good doctrine. Good doctrine is based on the Word of God. And we have to recognize what you were saying a moment ago, that there are different levels of teaching. There are the foundational teachings of the Bible.
Yes.
Paul mentions these in Hebrews 6. He says in verse 1, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of the laying on of hands, of the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. So he says, these are the foundational doctrines of Christianity. And so that would be a good place for someone to start. Take
Certainly.
Hebrews 6, verses 1 and 2, and study these things out. For instance, the doctrine of baptisms. Well, that would be a good doctrine to study out because churches have different views on baptism. Some teach that you're baptized when you're born again, when you give your heart to Christ. Some teach water baptism. Some teach triune, being baptized under the water three times. What does the Bible really say? I studied it once with a guy. He asked me this question. What is biblical baptism? I said, take a concordance. Look up every word in the Bible. Concordance has every word in the Bible. Look up every word in the Bible. It says baptize, baptism, or a derivative of that word. And write down beside that verse, write the verse out, write down beside it what that verse is saying, the key point. He did that. When he was done, he understood what the Bible
sure,
said.
Sure, that's right. I have people talk to me and they say, you know, I'm not sure about the Sabbath and what day the Sabbath is. Well, give an 8-year-old who can read, well, a Bible, have him sit down and say, start at the beginning and come to me and tell me when you found out what day the Sabbath day is.
Mm-hmm.
You get two chapters in and he's found it. Keep reading. We'll get to Exodus 20, found it again. All through there, the Bible is clear. Baptism, clear. Salvation, clear. If you'll just take the time to read with an open heart and gather information together and purpose in your heart to follow the Word of God, what does the Bible say? If any man will do his will, he will know of the doctrine. You come to God with a stubborn heart of stone, that it's all going to be Greek to you forever. If you come with an open heart, Lord, please touch my life. I want to know you more. I want to follow you. Then things are going to just open up to you and you'll be praising the Lord forever.
If you have a system, I like to have a notebook. If you're doing this on the computer, you open up a document. I'd like to have a system where I'm writing down what I'm learning, comparing text with text. And that's what our Bible studies that we're offering to you today will do for you. It will take you through the major teachings of the Bible in a systematic way.
It's important to understand that it's important to understand what the Bible says, and you can do that with this Bible study course and by coming back and joining us here for more when we study next time. Thanks for being with us this time. See you more next time for more of Bible Talk. If you'd like more information on what we've been studying today, we have a comprehensive Bible study guide we'd love to share with you that's absolutely free. This study includes many of the texts we've just discussed and expands on the subject, including information you'll want to know. To receive this free informative Bible study guide, simply call, write, or email and ask for Amazing Facts Bible Study Course. The toll-free number is 866-BIBLE-SAYS. That's 866-242-5372. You can write to us at Bible Talk, P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California, 95678. That's P.O. Box 1058, Roseville, California, 95678. Or email us at BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. BibleTalk@LifeTalk.net. Bible Talk has been produced in association with Amazing Facts in the studios of Life Talk Radio.